thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Hey.
What's up, you ass?
S.
What beautiful writing that is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
S.
That song seems to just tear it up at the weddings, man.
Yeah, grandma liked dancing to that one?
Grandma loves it.
Moist grandma loves dancing to that one. It's terrible. Today, gorgeous day, high of 78.
Just give them the weather for like the next week.
It's high of 80, high of 83, sunshine. Seriously, not like a cloud in the sky.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be gorgeous. Better be nice next week.
Finally.
We're good. But we're broadcasting from the beach next week.
We made that decision.
I'm doing it.
We should have done it today, but it's a little too late.
I don't care what Boss Man Bill says. I don't care what Dave says. Unless they're listening, then I respect their wishes. But if they're not, I don't care what they say.
Hey, you know what? We got a beautiful beach. We live right next to it. Let's take advantage of it.
Get some sandy nuts and do the morning show.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Pump it up.
They should do a parody of that
song. Is that David Banner? That's
David Banner. Those rappers just yelling their names out.
They love to do it.
Just make sure.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who's?
Mike Jones. What?
Dude, I'll tell you.
DJ Khaled.
I had Amazon Music going yesterday, and hey, Alexa, put on Big Timers Radio. Dude, some of the songs.
Dude.
Sitting Sideways. Dude, there's so many, like, classic old school rap songs that just bring it. What are you looking at?
Sorry. I just watched a buffalo smoke some guy. Anyway, yeah. There's some classic early 2000s hip-hop jams that really get you
going.
Anyway, how do we go from Pump That Septic to hip-hop jams and a buffalo thrown in the mix? A buffalo, attention, live or stuffed.
Attention span, right.
Live or stuffed.
Preferably stuffed for safety's sake. Anyway, let me do the morning dump for God's sakes, Hunter.
Don't blame it on me. You're the one that's scatterbrained.
If you have a lot of... What? Squirrel! If you have a lot of regrets about the decisions you've made in life that have led you to this point, well, at least you're not alone on that one for whatever that's worth. According to a new survey, 40% of people say they regret how they've lived their lives so far. 40%! Ooh! That includes not traveling more, not taking better care of their health, not spending enough time with their family, working too much, and not being a better parent.
It's all on you.
I don't know if I have any regrets at this point. I mean, there's things that... I think in the big scheme of things, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no.
Well, everything you do that leads up to this point right now made you. That's who you are.
But as far as big life things, I don't think I have any regrets in that sense. I mean, I've regretted some late night bar choices when I've taken home.
You know? plus, you know what? You got the future.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to pass away today, you're good. You can do anything
that's
you
right.
want.
See, that's right. Most of those things are in your control. That's what I kind of get. Not saying I don't want to be preachy, but, you know, if you don't like a job, quit. I know that seems kind of silly. If you're being a bad parent, change it.
I had a buddy the other day. He was kind of depressed and down. He's like, man, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I don't know where I'm going. I'm like, dude, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're fortunate enough to be where you're at right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're right here talking to me about it right now, you're pretty fortunate.
You're doing all right.
You know, you're in a good area. You got great friends.
Yeah.
Probably have good family.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, you always see like you'll see those documentaries or hear about these people that sold everything and, you know, it went on a do it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's stopping you? I know it seems crazy, but if you got to shake things up, who cares?
Yeah. For instance, I saw a show the other day. It's a guy who got divorced from his wife and said, you know what?
Smart.
F it. He got on a sailboat and started sailing.
Yeah.
Well, something hit his boat and he ended up being stranded out in the ocean for 76 days and turned into a skeleton. But
did he die?
The guy lived his life, man.
See, there you go. Yeah. Hey.
He almost died.
You only got one life to live. Right. See, he almost died. He's fine. Right. It worked out.
He had like one day left before he was going to die and he got rescued. But you know what? He did it.
Hey, he's living his best life. Lastly, on the morning dump, I love this, man. So Ed Sheeran, he bought the two houses next to his $25 million mansion so he didn't have neighbors complaining about the noise.
No kidding.
That's a baller move right there.
How nice would that be?
So he has a $25 million house that he bought. And then he spent another $5 million to buy the properties on both sides of them.
Wow. Wow.
God, that guy's got so much money. Can you imagine?
$25 million.
Dude, just that's $30 million just for some peace and quiet.
Just making women's heart melt.
Yeah, it's $25
million. Ed Sheeran, huh? He hasn't been out that long, has he?
Yeah, he's been around for
a while.
And then we got that new song with him and Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. No, he's done a lot.
How long has he been around?
I don't know.
10 years?
How long has Ed Sheeran been performing? There we go. Let's see.
Ed Sheeran. He's the redhead, right?
Well, he was born in 91. He's just a little baby. Yeah, he's that redhead.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Come on.
Dude.
Look at him.
He's so famous, and he's just a goofy ginger.
You know?
Like, if you took him to an orphanage, no one would adopt him.
Oh, dude. It hurts.
Get that creepy redhead away from here. That's why he became such a good singer and songwriter.
I felt bad for him. But he's worth $25 million. I'll take him.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to be a goofy ginger, you might as well be good at something.
Boy can sing, though.
He can.
You know?
Makes the panties drop.
He does.
There you go. All right. So, yeah, if you ever have a chance to buy the properties on either side of your house, do it. That way you won't have neighbors bothering you.
And that's your morning dump.
Squirrel!
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Rock 107.